You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Ah, yes.
I just thought, since John is assimilating into the Borg,
right?
You know, AI glasses.
I'm actually reading it right now. It says, yes, Usha Vance is expecting a fourth child.
You're reading that from your glasses?
Yes, right now. But it didn't say it was a boy. It is a boy, but I asked specifically, is it a boy or a girl? Let me just see if that works here.
Well, they just announced it.
You can see a sine wave. Is that baby a boy or a girl that Usha Vance announced? Okay, now wait, hold on. We're gonna have a lot of spaces here in the show.
You're asking your glasses.
A lot of delays.
Okay. It's got a fax machine too. Huh?
Well, that's the problem I'm having right now.
Okay.
It disconnected.
I want to.
Did Usha Vance have a boy? Is she having a boy or a girl? It's not doing anything.
Okay, she just announced that she's pregnant. I don't think they know immediately.
No, it's right here in front
really?
Of me. Yeah, okay. It's on the news.
Okay.
All right.
You have a very weird look on your face when you when you're reading the glasses.
Well.
Now, anybody who's watching the live stream will know if John is using his teleprompter.
Right. Okay.
Oh, man.
We have a couple of people waiting patiently on the phones.
Let's go to the phones here.
Let's go to Todd or Billy checking in.
Yeah, about the walkout. What do you got?
Well, thank you for highlighting the Free America walkout. I feel like the direct mass actions that are visible, like Hands Off and No Kings, are so important and create so much energy.
Yes.
I wish we would have more of them, so I was really glad to hear this one was going on. But I also just wanted to mention that, you know, people were able to participate in some other ways. There weren't actions everywhere, and, you know, some people probably couldn't walk out, such as myself. That was really not feasible for me. So some of us were able to participate in ways that the Women's March dictated or suggested. Mm-hmm. In terms of posting a photo of ourselves. We can't walk out, but we're in the fight. We're behind those who are walking out with a certain hashtag, hashtag Free America Walkout, and hopefully that's really trending on social media as well to raise the visibility of that action. And I just invite everybody to be parts of those actions, make phone calls, just keep hammering at it every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
It's going on all statewide. So, you know, we've heard a few other places that have held this walkout. Mm-hmm. We hope there's more to come here, because we really have to stay up to date on this thing and not take the pressure off at all.
Let's head to Merrimack. Jack is on the line. Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, Jack. Go ahead. Jack, are you there? Going once, going twice. Jack from Merrimack. Hello.
Well, Jack, if you want to call back in, feel free.
Missed the Merrimack ferry, apparently.
Shut down for the winter.
That's right.
It is.
I just.
All right. Jack, try again. Okay.
All right. You know, I want to get into I want to get into healthcare here just a little bit. And I know Jack loves talking about healthcare as well.
Mm-hmm.
20 million face a 114% spike in their premiums. Now, they're seeing that now, and it's starting to come out of their accounts, usually, you know, pay online or, you know, withdrawal, automatic withdrawal. That's not lowering the costs. Mm. In fact, I just saw flashed up on the screen, the cost of inflation so far for Americans per person is $1,625 a year. Okay.
Wow.
So that's what's happening there. Howie. Now, we'll go back to healthcare. We're not lowering the cost at all. It's inflicting financial trauma on almost everybody. And a lot of people are going to not pay their bill on that and drop out of healthcare completely, knowing that they can't. They expected the ACA tax credits to be extended.
We all did. Right.
And that's just not happening in the Senate of all places. I thought that would be a sure thing. The House did pass it and get a lot of Republicans on board. But anyway, the big bad bill already stripped a lot of people of their health care, and that's 11.8 million Americans will be seeing a reduction at least in Medicaid help and funding. Now, here's what will happen under this throwback to the 80s. This is health care going back to the 80s. Could you cue up cut 235 for me, and then we'll review that. I've got a few things, points I want to make about this. So let's listen.
Okay.
We know, in fact, that the result of the fact that millions of Americans are going to lose health insurance as a result of some of the choices that this administration has been proponing, it is going to translate into worse health outcomes for the American people. It is going to mean hundreds of thousands of lives lost earlier than they need to be as a result of the fact that Americans don't have the type of health insurance coverage that they had previously. And it's also going to mean higher costs for those who do have health insurance coverage as a result of what the expiration of the ACA marketplace subsidies at the end of last year. We have 22 million Americans who are facing higher premiums today than they did at last year and the years prior. And that actually matters to people at a moment when affordability is this issue that is so salient to them. Housing costs are high, food prices are high, the cost of apparel is high, and the cost of health insurance is high. And I worry that these aren't just sort of like concepts that are there in the ether. These are actually like tangible things that people are going to feel and be responsive to as they look and see what they demand of their political leaders in the months ahead.
If people are not insured and they turn up in the emergency room, that's going to be a whole lot more cost. So look, the thing is, either people end up getting less care, we think that's probably bad, or they get the same amount of care, but we still haven't answered the question, who's going to end up paying? And so the thing is, medical care is expensive, and if people are in the emergency room, that's going to cost a whole heck of a lot. More pressure on the system, as Natasha said. I think there's actually two issues here. One is, what's happening to your health? Are you being taken care of? Are you getting the care you need? And the second is, what's happening to your finances? Because for too many Americans, if they're uninsured, one accident at work, one bad illness, a cancer diagnosis is bankruptcy for their families.
Simple as that.
Yeah, that says it all.
Yeah.
Right.
Pretty simple. Yeah. All right, I want to go through certain parts of this. It codifies deals with drug makers to match lower foreign prices. All right, that sounds really nice, touchy-feely. Well, okay. Company, get this. This was big news, and it didn't get any coverage at all. Companies are increasing the list prices on around 350 drugs. That's after, of course, making announcements that we're going to be paying, I guess, you know, the lower foreign prices, or at least the 9 drugs now that are coming down in price. Mm. But what about the 350 drugs that just skyrocketed through the roof?
Right.
Yeah. No one's talking about that. It's just it's a hike of 4%, though some newer drugs launched will be significantly higher priced. How about this? Redirecting subsidies directly to individuals to lower premiums by over 10%. I don't see how that could ever happen. I mean, I don't know where they're coming up with that figure. Forcing insurers to show clear comparisons of rates and denial stats. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, the denial stats is an interesting little part of this. You know, well, that would be strange to have that on a board of your prices. Oh, by the way, we denied 50% of the people who want care, right?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And requiring providers to post all prices up front. Again, the point here is we don't shop for prices.
Right.
You know, we go through our general physician, right? They're the ones that are going to direct us to get the treatment from the doctor they recommend, usually. These people, putting this package together, these are people that don't know anything about healthcare at all. They've never, ever had to maneuver through the healthcare system as an individual or as a business owner.
They've clearly never had to see a specialist, or if they have, it was all just taken care of for them for money, because like I have to see a specialist for a condition I have. There's one in the state, and I'm lucky it's covered partially by my insurance, But if I didn't, if I had to travel to a different state to get care, which is very possible for a lot of conditions, you know, there can't, there just aren't specialists for every possible medical condition in every state.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think, again, Aaron, you really should be shopping for it. Shopping, shop, shop. You know, this is so stupid. I just I can't wrap my head around shopping for healthcare. My God. And, you know, sending these premiums, premium support tax credits to the individual themselves isn't anything. Again, you get it, and then you send it to the insurance company. Right. It's like adding you as the middle person.
Yeah, why do that?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I don't get the point. And is it just one payment, and then the other 11 months you don't get a payment from them, and you're on your own? What is it? I don't even know.
Is it taxed as income?
These health savings accounts have never made any sense. No one ever puts money into them because no one can afford it. No one has that kind of extra money sitting around the house.
Right.
So this is really a bad plan. Let's compare how Trump is spending our tax dollars. This is cut 237.
Okay.
This should be interesting. Okay.
Where does this end?
I think the scary thing is that this is just the tip of the iceberg. I mean, people forget that Donald Trump has now spent $30 billion from the last bill for 10,000 more ICE agents that are going to be on the streets. I find it ironic that we're having this conversation amidst the healthcare debate. That $30 billion would cover all the ACA subsidies for a year. It would eliminate all copays for prescription drugs for people from a year and would eliminate all medical debt. It's like he's making it easier to kill people than to keep people alive. And I want people in this country to answer a very, very simple question. What is a better use of money? More ICE agents to terrorize our neighbors or to make people more healthy when 60% of all bankruptcies in this country is due to health-related debt?
Boy, does that make sense or what?
Yeah, that's the bottom line.
Oh, geez.
That says a lot.
So we're not spending the money on the right thing.
No.
And we're spending so much money on militarizing the country.
Yeah.
And of course, they're looking for even more. I think, what, $40 billion
something
added to
like
the Defense Department?
Yes. And making ICE the biggest
outfit. It is already. It's bigger than any of the other departments
than the
in the country ever.
It's bigger than
in history.
Yeah. Right. And he wants it even bigger.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll have to expand to Greenland with all these troops.
Don't give him any ideas. Okay. All right.
I don't know. Don Quixote. It's President Don Quixote. I'm reviewing some of the suggestions we got the other day.
Yeah, Mad Orange King.
Benedict Donald.
Donald the Orange.
Diaper Don. Uh-huh.
That guy remodeling the White House. That's a good one.
Yeah, that rolls off the top of your tongue. How about Donnie Burgers?
Mm-hmm.
Or Kitty Normus?
Big Baby Orange.
That's it, yeah.
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 Yeah, you can send us or text us
your
ideas.
Or Mad King Don.
That works pretty well.
Yeah.
Tomorrow on the show, we will welcome someone in from the International Crane Foundation. We've been talking about cranes lately.
We're going to find
out what's really happening.
We really
with
don't
the crane
want to
population.
See crane hunting in this country.
Right. Uh-huh. But we'll find out about that. And also Mike McCabe, as he does every Wednesday, he'll join us. And we hope you'll join us, too. We're back with more of your phone calls, 855-752-4842. It's John and Gordy.
Madison. You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Double four time.
It's John and Gordy, and I ran into a little problem in the kitchen.
What do you
yesterday.
Mean?
Yesterday, I have old microwave dishes.
Yeah.
Things for cooking, putting food on, heating up in the microwave, and I'm realizing the stuff is so old now that it's starting to fall apart. It's kind of a ceramic-y almost type of material. And
it's breaking down.
Yeah, it's breaking down. Anchor.
That's not good.
It's anchorware. And I was in Minneapolis a while ago, and I went to their headquarters. They have a manufacturing plant there.
Okay.
And I asked them if they made this stuff anymore, and they said no.
Sorry, you're out of luck.
I've been going to, like, you know, the Goodwills and hoping that I can find another bowl or a plate or something like that that I can cook stuff in. Well, here's my complaint. This is my big complaint.
Okay.
They're not making microwavable food containers. They're not doing it anymore. I mean, isn't...
haven't we,
you know, we all put a microwave oven in our kitchens.
Yeah.
We use them very often, I think,
right.
Anyway.
Yeah.
So why aren't they making stuff to put the food on that we put into the microwave oven? I don't get it. It's blowing my mind. Now, there were dollar stores, you know, they're closing around here.
Right.
Because of the imported stuff that they normally have there. But they had some plasticky microwave bowls that you could cook food in.
Okay.
And I thought, oh, these are really cheap. They'll melt right away. And they never did. I still have them, and they're really, really good. Mm. They don't seem like they're very good, but they're not ceramic-y like the Anchor. Anchorware
I
have.
They do still have that stuff. It just might not be labeled microwave, but I always check everything I buy to see if it's dishwasher and microwave safe.
Yeah.
It is.
It is. So, but they don't make good stuff, you know, that you can make tomato sauce in or heat up some soup or a lot of soup.
That's fair. I feel like it is way easier to find good, like, kitchenware at estate sales than at a store.
Oh, okay.
Because you get the old stuff that people got in the 70s or 80s that is built to last and is still good, and buy that for cheap instead of getting the new crap.
Yeah.
Well, there's got to be some more manufacturers that are picking up the slack and putting out this kind of stuff.
No, there isn't.
Well, why don't you ask your AI glasses? Mr. Know-it-all over there. There's nothing out there.
Well,
if you look, I think you need to look a little harder.
Okay, I will continue to look, but I'm just asking, you know, maybe there's somebody statewide
knows
a place somewhere. You know, way up in Shawnee a long time ago, they had a place called the White Elephant Store.
Oh,
and
really?
You could buy all this weird stuff in the place.
Oh, yeah.
They don't have those anymore. I think the dollar stores took over.
You could always go up to Delaney's Wholesale up in Baraboo.
You think so?
Highway 12.
Yeah.
Oh, you'll find some amazing stuff there.
Okay.
Let's go back to the phones. Wisco Paul has been waiting on the line patiently. Good afternoon, Paul. Go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. Great show as always.
Thank you.
My name, of course, I stole this from somebody else because that's what I do best. I call him the Cheeto Jesus because his followers think he's the savior. So it kind of fits. He looks like a Cheeto, and he's their Jesus. So that's my idea.
No, I like it. I like it.
Yeah. Well, I stole it. So, it's the easiest way to do it. The Democrats, I wish they would have focused more on Social Security, Medicare, and believe it or not, the Affordable Care Act, because now you get insurance with no pre-existing conditions, and Trump has proved with the Congress we have now, they can get rid of all this stuff.
Yeah.
Maybe they will when they bankrupt the country. I don't know. But and then also, the other thing is tariffs are taxes on you and me. I don't understand why people don't understand that. And I doubt if the Supreme Court's going to help us out on any of these things.
Right.
But anyway, the Democrats just need to focus. Even if they just focused and told the old people, hey, we're going to keep your Social Security, we're going to keep your Medicare, because you're never going to get insurance anywhere else. I mean, after you're 65, nobody's going to insure you. So, you know, whatever. Hey, great show. I thank you guys for keeping me sane. Hey, and one last thing.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Because when you're doing this off the cuff, you forget things, and that's easy for me to do nowadays. we only have 1 year left and a new Congress.
Yeah.
1 year.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it'll be a landslide, because I think he's going to tank it all. So, that's very negative. Hey, stay warm, boys.
All right, Paul. Fiscal Paul, thank you, and thanks for including Social Security and all that. Not only should they emphasize the fact that they want to have a universal health care insurance system in this country, they should also suggest ways to make Social Security solvent again.
Yes.
I mean, that's the big problem. That's coming up on all of us,
and we really
have to put that in place. We can't take any time off on that. If they have at least 2 years being the dominant party in Congress, maybe even 4 years, that's the time to do it. Shore up Social Security, universal health care, and of course, and then continuing to put out there fiber optic through every corner of every state in this country. And not only that, but also charging stations for my EV.
Well, that's quite the list. Okay.
Damn it.
All right.
I want more of them.
Very good.
All right.
Okay.
Well, we got Ollie and Kathy coming up, and Kathy's got microwave suggestions here, so we'll get to more.
More of your phone calls coming up. Stay with us. It's John and Gordy coming right back. Boom, boom, boom.
Could use the microwave.
Yeah, you could. Oh, yeah. We're talking microwave cookware.
John and Gordy back for our final half hour of today.
I also want to mention, you know, I have a microwave that is also an air fryer.
Oh, well, look at
that. And a convection oven.
Yeah, well,
and they're really cool. I mean, that is the way to go. Get it all in one piece.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You like that, huh?
I do. I really love it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to Ollie. What do you got for us, Ollie?
Well, hi, guys. I can never tell who's who because you're so busy laughing. I'm sorry.
That's Gordy.
Well, that's John over there. Yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
I just wanted to let you know that most, not all, but most Corel products are microwavable safe.
Mm-hmm.
A couple that are not is there's one called Winter Frost White. That whole dinnerware set is plain white, and it is not microwavable safe. And there's also another one that's called Coordinated Splendor, and that one's not microwavable safe because of the paint that's used on the edges of it.
Mm-hmm.
It has a red paint that has gold in it.
Oh, okay.
So, and those will cause arcing. So,
yeah. Yep.
But I've used my Corel in the microwave for quite a long time and have never had a problem with it.
Yeah. Okay. I have Corel too, and I use it in the microwave. I have white ones. I don't know if it's that brand that you were talking about, the name brand.
Yes, I don't know that because I have seen you can buy individual on the shelves. And, I guess, you know, that one of them says, don't use it under any circumstances. Mm. And the other one talks about the arcing. So.
Well, you know, I mean, if there were instructions, I didn't read them.
Yeah, well, that's a man thing, you know.
Yeah, I know. It really is.
It is.
I'm sorry to say.
It's okay, Ollie.
I don't want to seem racist or anything, but...
That's okay. Men don't read instructions. We just know instinctively how things work.
That's right.
All right.
And who cares if you have extra parts in the end? Right?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, you're right. That is exactly what happens.
Yeah,
that's right.
All right, Ollie.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, I just bought some Corel plates that are sectioned off into three sections.
Mm-hmm.
So the food doesn't get mixed up. And they make big ones and small ones. They got the big ones, and I think they're really cool.
Okay.
So
we're getting all kinds of reaction here, John. We got a bunch of texts. Sal in Sun Prairie says, John, I use Corningware in microwaves, and you can look for pieces at St. Vinny's or Goodwill. It's available at Walmart and other stores. And Chuckster from Racine says microwave in any glass Pyrex plate, dish, bowl. That's fine to zap the food in.
Mm-hmm.
And yep. Let's see.
Yeah, seeing a lot of shout outs for Corel, Pyrex, and Corningware, all of which I've used as well in the microwave, and they work great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is there a difference between Corningware and Corel?
Well, they're just different brands, but they're pretty similar products, I think.
I guess I'm getting confused with that. I'm easily confused. Let's go to Kathy now. Okay. What do you got for us, Kathy?
Nothing much at all. I just agree with all the people before this that have recommended stuff.
Yeah.
And I was just going to ask you if you microwave stuff in plasticky stuff. That's all I was going to ask.
Yeah, I do. Like I bought these plastic bowls, cooking bowls, from a dollar store, and they lasted, and they don't melt. They don't do anything bad.
I don't think that's a good idea.
So what do you?
Yeah. Pardon me, but did you ever listen to WPR Zora Pastor on his show or anything like that?
Yes, I have caught his show.
He said never microwave anything in plastic. Right. Take it out, put it in glass.
That's
or
what
whatever.
I've heard too. Yeah.
That's all I had to say.
Okay,
just don't do it.
Well,
yes.
Okay, I'm kind
of
addicted.
Have you ever heard of microplastics?
Yes, I'm kind of addicted now to microplastic taste in my food.
So infiltrated all the fish in the ocean all the dead bodies that are, examined. Okay, well, that's it. Thanks for taking my show.
All right, Kathy.
Thank you.
Otherwise, you've had a lot of different good stuff on. So
yeah, well, thank you.
Keep up the good work, as we'll try. I always say. So.
Right. Well, thank you, Kathy.
All right.
Thank you, guys.
Yep.
Yes.
I think I probably have a plastic heart. It's completely coated with microplastics.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even I heard that plastic, you're not supposed to microwave with plastic. It's not a good idea.
Well, maybe that's why it's at the dollar store,
Yeah, maybe.
Everybody else thought it was a bad idea. Okay, now I'm... Okay. Now I'm in urgent mode because I'm going to have to get something to take the place of these plastic bowls.
Well, you've got glass, right? That's what somebody said. There's a microwave-safe material called glass. Have you heard of it? Thank you, Patrick,
no,
from
it has,
the 608.
It has to be microwave-wavable. I mean, Pyrex is good, but, I don't think they make plates. I don't think they make cooking bowls.
I think they make cooking bowls, but I don't know if they make plates.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
Okay.
Well, I'm gonna. I guess
we're getting
more
calls coming. What? Ask your AI.
Len is right.
What?
Ask your AI glasses.
Yes, about microwaves. Yes, ask your AI glasses.
I'm
here
sitting
we go.
Here with AI on
my
face.
Everybody, watch John's eyes now while he reads his glasses.
Oh, shoot.
Pressure's on, pal.
All right, the pressure is on.
Okay, go ahead and ask.
Okay, no, I have to go reactive.
Okay. We're getting more calls. You can jump in as well. 855-752-4842.
Are there Pyrex plates available?
Please stand by. John's glasses are thinking.
No, it had it. Now you.
Oh,
you got
I messed
rid of it.
I messed it up.
You got it.
Why is it listening to me? I'm way over here.
Oh, because you said something and then it said that's
so
right.
So we're all supposed to be quiet, huh?
Now I have to do this.
All right, do it again.
Sounds like a lot of confusion and delay.
Oh, that's her Topham hat. He has it down. Are there Pyrex plates that I could use? It's saying sorry about that. Okay, let's try it again.
Try it again.
Are there Pyrex plates that you can use in the microwave?
It's thinking.
Specifically for dining, their products are typically designed for baking and food storage. See, that's what they have. But I can certainly look into it. It's going to look
fascinating.
Into it.
Okay.
It's going to look into it.
Oh,
that's
great.
My glasses
told
me it's going to look into it.
Okay. In the meantime, let's go to Troy.
That's like it's saying to me, I'll get back to you.
That's it. Okay. I'm sure it just has to get used to the way you're asking questions, right?
Yeah.
It's going to learn as it goes, right?
Yeah, right. Yes, Mr. Attention Deficit.
Okay, let's go to the phones. Troy from Mount Horeb. Go ahead, Troy.
So John's going to ask his glasses a question, and the whole show stops. Until
exactly.
Because Gordy can't talk, otherwise it'll screw him up.
Right. You got it.
That's yeah. right. He can't talk. My glasses will hear what he's saying and then get rid of the answer that I was just looking at.
Unbelievable.
I owe you an apology, John, because yeah. I thought for sure by now we were going to hear from you that you were scammed. Because this is taking so long.
Oh, it right? is, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
Every time you talked about it, I'm like, oh, yeah, you got scammed.
Well, I'm easily
Not
scammed.
Not that I was rooting for that.
No. Right. No, we get it. No, they're actually good-looking glasses. I mean, they're yeah. very high quality.
And they feel good, yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
Very nice.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'll have to think about that.
Yeah. Quite a case, too. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Nice leather
yeah.
case.
Well, you know, yeah. at the Consumer Electronics Show recently, they had a pair like this, not by the same manufacturer, but they have windows that answer in both eyes. So you have access to both eyes seeing man. The same thing,
okay.
but, you know, at least you'll have it right there in front of you.
Mm.
Awesome. That yeah. sounds better, actually.
Yeah. yeah. It's almost a three-dimensional, like a viewer, mm. like a, right. you know, the old viewers that
like
we used to
see. Like on
your
windshield.
Yeah.
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 Do they have any warnings like don't use these while you're driving because they could be distracting while you're driving?
You don't have to listen to warnings.
Oh, you're right. What am I thinking, Troy?
Yeah, what are you
warnings,
thinking?
Warnings.
Yeah, that's right. Who needs directions? Okay. All right,
oh,
Troy.
God. All right.
Always good
have
to hear from
day.
You.
All right, Troy.
All right.
Thank Thanks. You.
Hey, okay. Can you ask your AI glasses what happened to the stock market today? Did you see this? Dropped to 870 points today, the Dow. Ask. Oh, are you watching your glasses now?
Yes,
to listen to
I am.
Me ask the question?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Ask again.
Okay. What happened to cause the stock market to drop so much today? Please stand by for the answer. Okay. Okay. This is going so well.
We are going to have to increase our sound effects library to fill in the blanks. It didn't work.
Okay, well, actually...
It gets hung up on the sine wave, indicating that it is listening. And it sometimes it doesn't move. Mm-hmm. So,
according to CNBC, U.S. equities suffered big losses today after President Trump intensified his rhetoric on Greenland. That made the stock market go white,
wow.
you know, right down.
Right eight, down.
870, yeah. 870 points. Okay. Threatening to, it's his threat of new tariffs. That's what it says.
That's right.
That's causing the stock market to convulse. Not great.
Well, it says here, threatening okay. is a strong word. What makes you say that?
Is that what your glasses
yes,
are saying?
AI is asking you.
Now it's accusing me of
yes.
being threatening?
Yes.
Okay. I don't know how we're going to work this out.
I don't either.
What's weird is you've got this strange look in your eyes when you're reading it. It's very ominous.
I would really like to
you're gonna
adjust
go,
it here.
You're going to get cross-eyed, man. Your eyes will get stuck like that, and you'll be in trouble.
So okay. you're saying he's looking for respect and recognition.
What?
I don't know.
It's reacting to the yeah. fact that Trump yeah. May have caused the
yes,
stock market to drop because of tariffs that he's threatening? Okay.
Look, this thing is working out just fine.
We're going to have to put a sound wall between you and me so I don't interfere with your glasses.
No, look.
Talking to you.
The cone of silence. We have to bring back the cone of silence.
Oh.
We used to do it on the morning show.
Yeah.
We should
do
bring
we
it
still
back
have
here.
The cone of silence, Aaron? I think we've lost Aaron. He's zoned out. He's checked out. We got a question from Allie in Madison. Says, ask AI these questions. Can AI laugh? Does AI have a belly button? Okay. Now we're going off the rails
right,
here.
Let's go with
oh,
that.
Oh, you're
going
to ask this?
Yeah.
Okay. Can AI laugh is the question. Go ahead and ask it, John.
Can AI laugh at something? You know, for some reason, I got to tell you, it's freezing up on me, and I don't understand
oh, okay.
what's going on here.
All right.
So
okay.
We'll have to just ask that question another time.
Apparently so. Okay. We've got a few more minutes to take a few more phone calls if you want to get in last minute. 855-752-4842. Back with more of John and Gordy after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Do AI laugh?
AI glasses? Do they laugh? Okay. Crank this up. Crank it up.
Lunatic.
Okay. It's John Agordi.
Does AI want to laugh at us?
Okay.
Here's the answer.
Okay.
That's an interesting thought. As an AI, I don't experience emotions like laughter. I process information and respond based on my programming. So, no, I don't want to laugh at you.
Well, good answer.
Wow. That is a good answer.
That's very diplomatic,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. Okay. Hey, tomorrow evening we have something special on Civic Media. In fact,
this is a big event. Everybody should definitely check this out. It's the governor's race,
right?
And all the candidates, or some of them, will be there to answer questions.
That's the Main Street Governor Candidate Forum.
This is for the Democratic candidates for governor.
That's correct, and it's happening at 822 South Water Street in Milwaukee. We will have live coverage streaming at civicmedia.us, okay? And it's being hosted by Dan Schaefer from the Recombobulation
area.
Thank you. God, brain fart.
And again, it will not be playing over the air. If you want to tune in, you'll have to go to our website, the app, or our YouTube channel.
Oh,
there you go. Okay. Right. And again, that's tomorrow evening, 6 p.m.
All right.
Okay.
We got a response here. Jim in Appleton said, it seems that the AI in your glasses is Grok. I don't know where it's getting its information.
Okay. And Chuckster from Racine wants to talk about the microwave conundrum that you have. Pyrex has round glass, 9 to 10 inch pie pans, very like plates. Mm. They're even better than normal plates because they have raised sides to hold your food in. On air fryers, Menards sells parchment paper liners that look like giant coffee filters and holds all the mess and grease.
Yep.
Those are life changers for air frying without cleanup.
Yeah.
Do you do that?
I actually bought a box of that at Menards. just recently, because I discovered that I put my air fryer, the old one, huge air fryer, downstairs in my son's apartment.
Yeah.
And I thought, maybe he could use it, knowing that he doesn't have to necessarily clean it. So I got those parchments for him to use.
And is he using
them? He's not motivated to cook anything ever in his life.
Okay.
Well. I asked him the other day, do you want utensils? Because I just bought my other son utensils.
Ah, yeah.
And he says, no, why would I use that?
why would I need those? I don't need that.
Yeah.
Why?
No, okay. I just bring them upstairs and you clean them. That's and he's right. You know, he's perfectly honest about that.
Mm-hmm. Is he the one that works at the restaurant or no?
No, he's the older one.
Okay.
Yeah, he's come up with a board game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Excellent. Is that available at finer stores?
It should be, I hope. God, I hope they come out with a stamp thing.
Okay.
Okay, ask it. Okay, I'm going
to
do
somebody, that. We're getting requests to ask your AI glasses something. Okay. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
Everybody stand by, hold your breath, don't say anything, okay?
Is AI capable of human emotions?
Okay.
That froze up again.
Did it? Oh, man.
It's
trying to be quiet.
I'm getting angry with this now.
You have this intense look in your eyes.
Do people get angry at AI often? Oh, there we go.
Okay. Are you getting any... Okay.
Okay, here we go. Yeah. Connect into... initiating connection.
What's going on?
Is AI capable of human emotions?
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad we're playing something.
Is it responding at all?
No, it's not responding.
See, it's taking the rest of the night off, I think.
Well, it acted like that. Remember, we did we read it on the air? I don't think
no,
we did.
No, we didn't.
It said that, is there anything else I can do for you?
Today.
Today.
So it's like, ready to shut down.
Yeah, it was ready to walk out. It essentially told me that it had other things to do.
Right. It was kind of fed up with you. Okay.
All right. Well, I'm learning. All right. You know, it's learning how to abuse me.
Of course.
And take advantage of me.
Right. Okay. It's AI's fault, right?
It could
be anything that you're doing wrong.
No.
No.
Okay. I'm gonna try this one more time.
Oh, really? Okay. We're down to less than 2 minutes. So.
Are you trying to make me angry by not answering my questions? I'm sorry if I upset you. How can I help?
Okay. See, it's coming around. It's kind of apologizing there. So good. Good deal.
All right.
All right. Wow.
Well,
okay.
Your apology is accepted. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for understanding. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. See, everything's good now.
I don't even need you anymore.
Oh, really? Okay.
I can have a conversation with my glasses.
That's where you're going to go. Okay. Hey, tomorrow on the big show, we're going to be talking about cranes.
Oh, yes.
Representative from the International Crane Foundation. Yeah.
We were worried about hunting cranes, weren't we?
Right. Well, that went before the assembly, I think.
It did.
And, I'm not sure where that stands, but hopefully we'll find out tomorrow. Yep. And also, Mike McCabe will join us like he does every Wednesday from Substack. And that's going to do it for this edition.
Thanks for tuning in, and John Gordy and AI.
Right. Thanks to Aaron Zommers, as always, for being our producer. Have a good evening. The best of Schwab is next. So long.
It's the John Gordy Show.
John Gordy in the morning.
As we were saying.
Let the sun
shine. It's the John Gordy Show.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.